The next reading assignment and listening assignment is about Romantic music. The Romantic music period was between 1825 and 1900. This music is marked by expressiveness and a shift to using music to convey a specific mood or feeling. This tends to be the favorite category of my students. It's got all the flair and fanciness of classical music, but it still feels relatable in ways that maybe Haydn or Bach don't. I generally don't start getting my students involved in Romantic music until the early intermediate level, at which point easier pieces by Schumann and Tchaikovsky from their respective albums for the young can be attempted. Most Romantic music I consider to be in the core repertoire is at an intermediate level and higher. Grieg's lyric pieces can be started at this point, as can a few of the Chopin preludes, as well as his waltz in A minor Posthumus. There are a few lesser-known collections that I quite like, such as Amy Beach's Children's Carnival, Opus 25, and Grishaninov's albums, of which his Opus 98 Children's album, is accessible even to late beginners. Staple Romantic repertoire for the advanced student includes Chopin's many compositions, waltzes, nocturnes, preludes, mazurkas, to name a few, works by Brahms, Liszt's Liebestraum and Consolations, Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, Schubert's Impromptus and Musical Moments, Tchaikovsky's The Seasons, and more. Eric Satie's Gymnopédies are doable for the early advanced student, as are some of the woodland sketches by Edward McDowell. There are some easier individual pieces by Chopin that fall between a grade 6 to 9 level, and Liszt's Consolations are easier than most of his other works. Here are some intermediate, romantic, and early 20th century collections. Amy Beach's Children's Carnival, Opus 25, Grieg's Lyric Pieces, Bartok's Four Children 1 and 2, Chopin's Waltzes, Kabalevsky's 30 Pieces for Children, Opus 27, and his Four Rondos, Opus 60, Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words, Opus 30, Prokofiev's Music for Children, Opus 65, Grishaninov's Grandfather's Album, Opus 119, Schumann's Sonata for the Young, Opus 118, and Albumblätter, Opus 124. Intermediate Romantic repertoire is full of collections for children. Try not to despair this as an adult. Just because the collections were originally written for children doesn't mean all the pieces are childish. Some are really quite sophisticated. Amy Beach is a lesser-known American composer from the 20th century. Her Children's Carnival is lovely, with pieces around a grade 5 to 6 level. It alternates between elegant and playful. Grieg's lyric pieces span a huge amount of music. It's 10 albums of lyric pieces in total. They range in difficulty between grade 5 to 10 and cover the gamut of expressive possibilities on the piano. This is one collection I recommend to all of my students just because of its diversity. Bartok's Four Children 1 and 2 covers a huge amount of ground from grades 2 to 8. I love teaching Bartok because his early 20th century style is very unique and distinct. I find students tend to either hate the sound of his music or love it, and many of my students are surprised by how fun Bartok is to play once you get used to it. I highly recommend trying at least a couple pieces from these albums just to get an idea of Bartok's style. I consider Kabalevsky to be in a similar vein to Bartok, although still quite distinct, and he has two collections I enjoy at an intermediate level, the Four Rondos and 30 Pieces for Children. 30 Pieces for Children ranges in difficulty from grade 2 to 7, and it's basically an extension of his 24 Pieces for Children from the beginner level. His Four Rondos are the next step up, and they're all at a grade 7 level. This is transitional Kabalevsky, and well worth looking at. Prokofiev's Music for Children is on the upper end of the intermediate repertoire, mainly around a grade 7 level. These are in the same vein as Kabalevsky. I especially love the ultra-fast Tarantella. Grishaninov's Grandfather's Album is a great little album about a grade 4 level, and it fills the space nicely as much of the core intermediate repertoire is at a higher level. Schumann has three collections at an intermediate level. His album for the young is a staple, with a variety of styles and pieces between grade 3 to 8. His Sonata for the Young is for the upper intermediate slash early advanced student around a grade 7 to 8 level. Finally, his Albumblätter has pieces between a grade 6 to 9 level. They're all good, but the album for the young is probably the most important one to have in your collection, if I had to choose. Tchaikovsky has a similar album for the young, and it was actually directly inspired by Schumann's when he wrote it. I tend to get my students to purchase one or the other, since they are similar in a lot of ways. We also have Shostakovich's Childhood Notebook, one of the easiest collections on this list, ranging from grade 1 to 5. This is another album I consider similar to the Kabalevsky ones, so I'd choose your favorite among them. You don't need to get every single album on this list. I strongly encourage everyone to get Lyric Pieces and One of the Albums for the Young by Tchaikovsky or Schumann, but the rest really comes down to personal preference and interest. Advanced Romantic Collections. This is a bit of a long list, but we'll talk about some key works after going through the list. Brahms Shorter Pieces, Ballades Opus 10, and Waltzes Opus 39. Chopin Impromptus, Preludes, Waltzes, Nocturnes, Polonaises, Mazurkas, and Ballades. Liszt's Consolations S-172 and Liebestraum. McDowell's Woodland Sketches Opus 51. Mendelssohn's Six Children Pieces Opus 72. Schubert's Impromptus and Musical Moments. And Schumann's Fantasiestück Opus 12. Chopin is a composer who I almost never have to push on my students. Piano players of all ages and stages gravitate towards his beautiful music. Pretty much all of his music is at an advanced level, but there are some good starting pieces for intermediate and early advanced students, such as his Waltz in A minor posthumous, Preludes number 4, 6, 9, and 20, and a couple posthumous Polonaises, B1 and B3. There is so much great Chopin music, and there are plenty of choices at each grade level starting around grade 7. I highly encourage you to check out each of these collections that I listed. It is more music than a reasonable person could play, but it's worth a listen and a study. A lesser-known composer who wrote an excellent collection for the late intermediate and early advanced student is Edward McDowell. To a Wild Rose, a grade 7 level piece, is beautiful, and students tend to quite enjoy learning it. Each piece is so unique from the next. Will-o'-the-Wisp is about the opposite of To a Wild Rose in every way. It's also much harder. In general, this collection ranges from grade 7 to 9. McDowell has other similar-leveled books, but Woodland Sketches is just my personal favorite. Students are usually eager to get into Franz Liszt, but Liszt's music tends to be very difficult, more so than many of Chopin's pieces even. It's best to start with some of his consolations, one of which is at a grade 10 level. His famous Liebestraum are beautiful and are between a grade 10 and ARCT level. Brahms' music tends to lean more difficult, with his intermezzos between a grade 9 to ARCT level, Ballades harder still between grade 10 to ARCT, and his waltzes, one of which is at a grade 8 level and is a good introduction to Brahms. It's his Opus 39 number 15. It's the simplified version. Mendelssohn's Songs Without Words is between a grade 8 to 10 level. I find the pieces in this collection to be very likable and playable. It exemplifies the romantic style of music, but these pieces often get overshadowed by Chopin. Schubert's Impromptus and Musical Moments are between a grade 9 to ARCT level. Schubert was such a unique composer, transitional between the classical and romantic eras, and I do think that every piano player should be familiar with these staple works. Schumann wrote a lot of great music, some of which we looked at the intermediate level. If I had to pick one collection to represent his advanced music, I'd probably pick the Fantasiestück, which leans very difficult. It's ARCT level. I do think this comes down to personal taste more than anything else, though. If you liked what you heard of Schumann at an intermediate level, please explore more of his compositions, and also check out his wife Clara's music while you're at it. Tchaikovsky's music is also considered transitional, falling toward the end of the Romantic period. His collection, The Seasons, is a classic, with a composition for each month of the year. These pieces fall between a grade 8 to 10 level and were written with the hobbyist in mind, so they're not fiendishly difficult. And that concludes our discussion on romantic music.